Hello everyone, welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Olusegbefe, your host, and as always, I'm glad to have you with me. I want to believe that you had a wonderful week. All right, so on today's episode, we're going to be talking about being interested versus being committed to your dreams. And the question is, are you interested in achieving your goals or are you committed to achieving your goals? There is a very big difference between being interested in achieving a goal and being committed to that goal. And what I have discovered is that being interested isn't enough. Being interested is being curious. It is trying, doing what we can to achieve our goals. But being committed is being dedicated to, or even being obsessed with our goals. Commitment requires being all in. It's making it a priority and allocating time and energy for your goals. Commitment requires that you do whatever it takes. Whereas if you're interested, you just do enough, but not more. You do what you can. You do, you know, your best. But if your best is not enough, well, at least you did your best. That's what you will say. Being committed to a goal means that you're not going to let anything stand in your way. If there's a monstrous wall in front of you, you will get around it. That's what it means to be committed. There's a famous saying by Ken Blanchard. He said, when you're interested in doing something, you do it only when it's convenient. When you are committed to doing something, you accept no excuses, only results. No excuses. Have you come to that level where there are no excuses, no procrastination? Because you're committed to your goal. Otherwise, if you're just interested, delays, excuses, procrastination, you know, frustration, etc. would just be, you know, reasons that you will give why you can't achieve your goal. And I've seen this so many times with clients, with family and friends, and even myself. So many people have never put their whole self into anything. Not at school, not at work, not even their marriage. And you can never see the best of yourself or your abilities until you commit 100% to your goal. You know, I saw this happen to me in my exams. One thing that I hate, or one of the things that I hate, is having to do an exam again. You know, I actually hate the process of registering for an exam. You sit for the exam, you don't pass the exam. So you have to come back to register for the same exam. I just think it's a waste of time and energy. So a few years ago, I made up my mind that if I have an exam, if I choose to sit for an exam, then I commit 100% to passing that exam. And ever since I made that commitment, I've seen a difference in myself in terms of what I'm willing to give up when I have exams, professional exams or certification exams, or even when I was doing my master's degree. I easily gave up sleep, I gave up TV, I gave up a lot of my recreation time because I was totally committed to doing the exam once and once only and passing it at once. And even in the quality of my results, so typically I will get a C or I'll get a B, but when I commit to my exams, even the most difficult ones, I discover that I get A and A pluses. So I've seen that this is something that works and I've replicated in several areas of my life, and I'm still trying to replicate it in other areas of my life. Commitment means to make sure it happens no matter what. When you live like that, when you're totally committed to your goal, there is no way you won't succeed. I mean, whether it's an exam, whether it's weight loss, whether it's improving your relationship with your children, whatever it is, whether it's making money, you know, running a business, if you're totally committed to it, if you do all that it takes, there is no way you won't succeed. It is almost impossible not to succeed. You see, success has a pattern. A few years ago, I was preparing for a training on self-leadership. And in preparing for that training, I studied the lives of many successful athletes and entrepreneurs, professionals, and even pastors. And one of the things that I noticed was that they all have the highest level of commitment or dedication to their craft. From Serena Williams to Elon Musk to Oprah to Warren Buffett to Jack Ma to, you know, you name it. They all commit 100% to what they do, to the organization, to their business. They don't spend all day or all week sleeping in, lounging around, playing with friends, scrolling on Instagram. No, They all have a pattern. They wake up early in the morning. They show up for their dreams. And the same can be applicable to any one of us. There is so much more that you and I can achieve in our lives if we will only commit. You can change your life. You know, you can turn your life around 180 degrees if you would only commit to your dreams. Right now, you're probably giving only 50 or 60% of yourself. And one of the ways you can test that is to ask yourself, do you do all that you know to do about your life, about that goal, about your business? Are you doing all that you know to do? For example, you probably know that if you have a goal, you should write down your goal. So the question is, have you written it down? That's a very small thing. Yet it's a reflection of how much we don't commit to our goals. You know that you should have a daily schedule. You know that you should prioritize your activities. But do you do all these things that you know to do? So that just shows you that, you know, you're not committing 100%. So it's time to stop walking on the path of ease, of convenience, the path of least resistance. It's time to take your life to the next level. The reason you haven't gone further in life and in your achievement is not because of anybody. It's not because of the government. It's not because of, you know, those that didn't support you. It's not because of your haters, if you think you have haters. It's not even the devil. It's because convenience and excellence, or convenience and success, do not live in the same house. They don't even live on the same street. And so as long as you want to live a life of convenience, then you might never achieve excellence or success. See, one thing I have learned is that success has a pattern. Even miracles have a pattern. There's a principle that you follow. They all follow. And so there's no need to try and reinvent the wheel. Get committed to your goals if you want to achieve them. Get committed to your dreams if you want to see them come to pass. Now, how do you get committed? How do you get committed? Number one, you go all in. You give 100% to it. But to do that, it must be something that you really, really want. Because a lot of people are actually pursuing goals, or they say they have goals that they don't really want. When I ask people in my classroom, or when I ask my clients, what is your goal? They give me one very lofty goal, one very amazing goal. But when I start having dialogue with them, when we start engaging, I discover that they don't really want that goal. They are not willing to give what it takes to get that goal. So it's really just a wish. So for you to commit to your goals, it must be a goal that you really, really want. And so I have a podcast titled, What Do You Really, Really Want? You can go check that out. So it will help you to identify what exactly you want so that you can pursue it. Number two, you stick to it when it gets difficult. A lot of people give up on their goals once they hit a level of difficulty or there's any challenge. But for you to get committed and stay committed to your goals, you must stick at it when it gets difficult. You must stick to the plan. It's like you're traveling on the road, you get to a roadblock, you don't automatically turn around and go home. You don't give up on the journey. What you do is that you pull over somewhere, you bring out your map, and then you reroute your journey. You plan another way. And that is what you should do with your goals. When you hit a challenge, when you hit a roadblock, you re-strategize and look for how to overcome the challenge. Instead of quitting, you look for a way forward. Number three, you have to take consistent daily, weekly, or monthly action or steps towards your goal. You must be doing something about your goal if you want to achieve it. You must have daily, weekly, monthly action steps that you take in achieving those goals. Number four, for you to be committed to your goals, you must invest fully in achieving the goals. Invest time, invest energy, you know, read a book, attend a training, hire a coach, hire an expert, get someone to support you, upgrade your knowledge, upgrade your skill. You must do what it takes. You must get the knowledge and the skill that you need to achieve the goal. You must invest. You must be willing to make the investment. So be ready to invest fully in achieving your goals. Number five, remind yourself and focus on the positive outcomes of achieving your goals rather than the cost of pursuing your dreams. Most of us focus on what we need to give up. So for example, people complain, oh, I will have to give up my sleep, I'll have to give up my TV, I have to give up scrolling on social media because I want to achieve this goal. You know, it's like there is a loss, they are losing something. But your focus should be on what is it that you're going to gain? What will be the outcome? Remind yourself why you're giving up what you're giving up, instead of focusing and lamenting only about what you're giving up. And if you do all these things, you find out that your level of commitment to your goals will increase and you will achieve your goals, because with commitment comes achievement. Actually, commitment to your goal is key to achieving your goals. My task for you this week is this. Number one, take a sheet of paper and write down one goal for 3 or 4 areas of your life. Write down one goal for 3 or 4 areas of your life. Identify different areas of your life. For example, your health could be one area. Your family and your relationships could be a second area. Your career, your job, your business could be a third area. Your faith and your spiritual life could be a fourth area. And if you're like me, travel could be also a very important area. But for each of this area, write down just one goal. Start with one goal. Don't have 10 goals, no. Just one goal. Number two, state exactly when you want to achieve the goal. State the date: by this particular month, by this particular day, I will have achieved this. Write it down for each of the goal. For, you know, if you are, this means you probably have 4 goals now or 5. For each of the goals, state what you want to achieve and when you want to achieve it. Number three, for each of those goals, write down 3 action steps that you can take towards achieving those goals. Write down what you're going to do, just 3 steps that you are going to take towards achieving those goals, and then make a resolve to yourself and ensure that you carry out the action plan. It's important that you don't get overwhelmed by the totality of your goal, but you break down them into 3-4 actionable steps and then take each step. And as you take each step, it becomes easier to achieve your goals. Remember that your goals will remain just wishes or dreams until you commit fully to achieve them. It's time to stop being someone who tells stories of why you aren't achieving your goals, to becoming someone who shares stories of how you overcame the obstacles and you achieved your goal. It's time to commit. Are you ready to commit to your goals? Are you ready to achieve them? I strongly believe the answer is yes. And I believe that after today, you will take the steps to achieving your goals. And that's a wrap for this episode. I want to thank you for listening. My name is Olusha Egbefe. I hope you have learned something. Please remember to subscribe to this podcast. Also remember to share with your family and friends. Till next time, take care of yourself. Remain safe. God bless you, and bye.